Now we have Julian de Guzman. Sorry, Julian. Please continue with your thoughts about just the, you know, where you see this team as being at right now after that draw in El Salvador.
Yeah, again, I mean, the signs we've shown just in that game and also in the game against Honduras, is definitely positive. We've come a long way in the last 2 years under the influence of Benito and what his philosophies are, and being able to just get everyone on that same page, and even the right players involved and committed, you could see the changes and the jumps we've made together. And again, like, the, you know, it's just the energy alone and the confidence the guys have finally, you know, just leading up towards games. Mm-hmm. It's a lot different than it was before, and I think it's very important for the win mentality that you're trying to build for the game.
You know, between, and now that you've got Junior Hoilett in camp, between him, Kyle Larin, and Atiba Hutchison, it would seem as if sort of that old Canadian, that Canadian weakness of not being able to score goals, it might be in the process of being addressed a bit, because Junior certainly looked to me like a guy who was thinking offense every time the ball was at his feet. And I don't know, Julian, I don't know if we've had a guy like that for a while in this country.
Yeah, I mean, last time I remember we were like a scoring team goes back to when, you know, we used to have Dero, Ali Jerba, Patrice when he was fit, Josh Simpson. I mean, these were important guys in the attack, and those were guys, you know, you would be able to, you know, worry less, you know, when it comes to scoring goals. Now we have guys coming together like Junior Hoilett, Kyle Larin as well, who's coming off a very strong season, and they're filling in these gaps that we've been dealing with or struggling with for quite some time. So it's really good to see, you know, these guys, you know, part of the national team. And it's also great to see the fact that, you know, they're young and they're still developing and they still haven't even reached their peak. So when that time does come, I'm sure there'll be a couple more talents to follow. And, you know, that's definitely an area that we need to really improve down the road.
Now you've got obviously the a lot of time off before you play Mexico. You get Mexico at home and then you go to Mexico. Is that an advantage for you guys to play the game, to play them here first before you go there?
Yeah, it's an advantage because it allows us to, you know, come in fresh for this camp. It allows us to give Mexico a good run at home, and then, you know, going back, you know, you're going to go to Mexico, both teams will be tired and exhausted. And again, it's never easy to play in Mexico for anybody. So for us to come into this camp, I believe there's a slight advantage. And it's also just great to see the type of backing, you know, we're finally getting for the national team. So I think this is a very important match for us to take advantage of at home.
Julian, what does it mean to you personally to have that high number of caps? I mean, as I said, when you think about it, 85 is an awful lot. What does it say to you, and what does it mean to you to have that number, to have that Canadian record?
Yeah, I mean, it shows you know, my honest love for you know, for the national team, my honest love for just you know, representing the colors. Whether I'm playing for the national team or for a club team, what it means to me, and it never changed. It's always been like that from day one, and I mean, for me to reach this number, it means a lot, and I definitely want to continue to play for another year or so. I want to continue to raise the standards to a level where younger players would want to reach, and for them to reach, you know, these numbers, the national team definitely has to be involved in all types of competition, you know, World Cup qualifiers, making the World Cup, Gold Cup, making Confederations Cup, and then that will just show signs that the national team has made, you know, the proper steps forward when you start seeing more players break the record. So,
also testimony to how much travel you did and how many nights you spent in probably some pretty crummy hotels over the years too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's never easy playing in, especially in CONCACAF. You get to experience a lot of that. I mean, biggest event, you know, behind that is collecting my air mile points. I mean, that's been a lot of fun when you get to look at the number at the end of the day. But, yeah, the experience of traveling in itself, I think it's like, it's a treat. You know, you get to see the world, you get to experience different cultures, and you're doing something that you love at the same time. So it's a huge blessing, and I'm definitely thankful for that.
Julian, we're going to let you run. We appreciate you doing this. Again, congratulations on the 85 caps.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me, guys.
Well, take care. Julian de Guzman.